Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I have good news and bad news today. The good news, Larry, we got a new water heater last week, didn't we? Larry knows well. He put it in. Unfortunately, right after the service yesterday, we discovered there was a water leak in the sacristy closet. There's water on the ground. And Larry had to come in on Monday and replace it, a new water heater. The bad news is Larry told me right after the service, he says, no more sermons on John the Baptist. We had a water leak because of all that water talk, Pastor. And the bad news today, another sermon on John the Baptist. And we do have another water heater that could go out. You never know. By the way, ladies, I am available if you'd like me to come preach in your home. If you need any new appliances, we can make that possible. So what can be said about John the Baptist today that hasn't already been said and won't bust an appliance? I think we can best summarize John the Baptist today from our text, the gospel reading from John chapter 1, by saying, John was a very naughty boy. However, I don't mean naughty, N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. I mean naughty, N-O-T-Y. I know it's not a word, but you'll get the point, okay? Not is the most common word in our text today. Not. Did you hear how many times you heard not? First, we heard it when John said in the text about John the Baptist, he says, he was not the light. He came into the world to bear witness to the light, but he was not the light. He's a witness, but not the light. Makes a big deal in the text saying he's not the light. Don't get confused. He's a lawgiver. He can't have the light anyway, can he? John the Baptist comes to bear witness, but Jesus himself, he alone is the light. He's the one that enlightens everyone to God's grace, his mercy. John the Baptist can only point the way to say, here's the way of the Lord. Here's what God expects of you. Prepare for him to come. And John the Baptist does know the grace of God too, because later he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away, just like we sang in the hymn, takes away the sin of the world. But John, not the light. That's Jesus' job. He is the light. He's the one that enlightens us because he truly is God himself in the flesh. John's just a witness. He's just a man. He's like the blind leading the blind. He's darkened in sin too, just like you and me. But Christ Jesus is the sinless one. He's the one that brings light to humanity, light and life and salvation. Praise be to God for that. John, however, not the light. Now get ready. I'm going to give you three knots. You ever play that game, Not It? Have you heard of the game, Not It? Okay. What happens is somebody calls out a chore, a task, and then everybody yells, not it, not it, not it, not it, to the last person who says not it, and then that person has to do it. I often think of that when John the Baptist is saying all these nots, no, 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 like he doesn't want to be responsible for whatever the thing is that they're saying, right? So the priests and the Levites, they're sent from Jerusalem to check out John because everybody's coming out of Jerusalem to go see John, and he's baptizing them. And some of the rulers in Jerusalem say, hey, go out and check on this guy. And so they come and they say, just like the song we all know, hey, Mr. Big Stuff, who do you think you are? Are you the Christ? Not it. Are you Elijah? Not it. Are you the prophet? Not it. Very naughty indeed. Very not it. More like it. But why? Why would John deny that he's the Christ or the prophet or Elijah? Well, maybe it's self-preservation. Did you know that there were at least three people who rose up, kind of revolutions, revolts, about 30 years or so before Jesus came on the scene? Three of them, Flavius Josephus, he's a historian, Jewish historian, you may have heard of him before, he records about three different attempts of a messianic man before Jesus came on the scene. All of them failed. All of them failed. But we know about them, and each one of them died by the Romans or by something. One tried to overthrow Herod the Great. Here's their names: Simon of Perea, Athrongenes, and Judas of Gamala. All three of them, all have interesting stories. You can read about it from Flavius Josephus. And the Romans, like in one region, they just burned the whole region down because of this revolt against the system. And they thought of that. Some of them even claimed themselves to be the Messiah. Like the world was expecting the Messiah to come. And these guys said, yeah, I'm the Messiah. And they try to overrule things. Is that John's motivation? Because he didn't want to die? Think about it. If three others who claim to be the Messiah are now dead, maybe John's thinking to himself, oh, I'm going to do something different. So was his motivation self-preservation? We should say from the text, definitely no. Definitely no. He has a much purer motivation. Not self-preservation, but unworthy of association. John said, I'm not even worthy to untie the sandals of the one who is to come. He believed in a coming one. He is making straight the way of the Lord. John's role is less than Jesus who is to come. He realizes that with humility. He knows his role. He's not the Christ. He's not Elijah. He's not the prophet. He's something else. Then who are you, they said, and why are you baptizing? John confessed. He didn't deny it. He confessed and said, I am the voice crying out in the wilderness. That's exactly what he was, out in the Jordan. I'm the voice crying out in the wilderness, just as Isaiah foretold. Make straight the way of the Lord. I baptize you with H2O. But he will come, and he will do something different. He is something more than me. Among you stands one who you do not know, he says in the text. You see, John's movement dies in the water. Doesn't it? You come out, you get baptized, that's it. He just got nothing more for you. You just repent and you get the water. He doesn't go back to Jerusalem and say, storm the castle, let's take down the governor, let's take down everybody. It's not John. His movement dies in the water. But guess what? You remember Christ Jesus? Not in this text, but later on. Where does he go? He goes to John. And then what does he do before he starts his ministry? He goes down in the water. And Jesus takes over for John. He is the messianic fulfillment. He's the one who brings the same message of John. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But you find it in Jesus, not John. John knows his role. Therefore, what can we today, as God's people, learn by John's message and by John's example? Well, several things, I think, today. Number one, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. John perfectly was content playing second fiddle to who? To Jesus. Our role in the church is to put Jesus first. We can play second fiddle to Jesus, can't we? No problem. He's the head. He's the one whom we uphold. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. There's no room, there's no time for jealousy. One over you, me over you. Our Lutheran confession is very good. All pastors, you're the same before God. There's no hierarchy in your powers. No, 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 no. Christ has all the power, and he's given all that power over the church to all of us. We share in it. Praise be to God. Don't be jealous. No time for that. Understand your role. Put Christ at the head. And he who humbles himself to help us, that's a pretty good thing indeed. Number two, from John's example, be a witness. Be a witness. John was a witness to the light. That was his God-given task. He accepted it. John bore witness so that, as the text said, others may believe. God calls his people for a purpose that they may bear witness to. Jesus says to his disciples, you are my witnesses. Go out to the ends of the earth. Be a witness. Jesus even calls us the light of the world. Really, he's the true light, it says in the text. But he also calls us the light of the world. He also says, don't let your light be hidden under a bushel or a bowl. A person who has a light lets everybody in the house see it. That's what John did. He was bearing witness to the true light. If people came and said, hey, we see the light in you. He's like, no, no, no. You see the reflection of Jesus' light. He's like the moon, right? The sun and the moon. Why is the moon so bright? It has light. No, it's reflecting the sun's light. So may also we as Christians, we don't have any light in ourselves, but we can reflect the love, the truth, the person, the Savior, Christ Jesus. Number three, Don't deny your identity. John didn't. And John, as you know, didn't just say not it in the text. He could have just said not it to everything, and that would be kind of, well, great, you're nothing. But no, he says, I am something. I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. There's no denying anything. With ever-increasing persecution in our world today, one day, you, me, may be called upon to confess our identity too. Certainly our friends over in the Middle East, often those Christians are being persecuted and asked, are you a Christian? Should they deny it? According to the text, John didn't deny anything, did he? Jesus told us, don't deny anything. He rejects you, rejects me. But that's our job. Stay as a witness. Stay true to your identity. I am a Christian. I'm not going to deny that. Jesus never denied me. I won't deny him before men either. I'm a Christian. We say that. Number four, make straight the way of the Lord. But let's interpret that like we did in the children's message today. Make a straight path to Jesus' cross. Four, we may fail at never thinking ourselves higher than we ought. It happens all the time, even in the church. There's people, oh, I've got a robe, a certain priority over everybody else. We may fail at that, even pastors, all people. My family's been a part of this church for generations. Oh, well, then you get a higher say than everybody else. We may fail at that. We may fail at being a good witness. I certainly have. I know we all, there's times I should have said I didn't. We may fail at confessing our identity to interrogators. Like John, those interrogators came, who are you? And John said it right. Well, we can hear in the text and go, oh man, I wish I was as brave as John. I was, oh man. So by making straight the way of the Lord to the cross, however, what do we find? God's grace to cover all of our failures. Grace that covers over every sin. At the cross of Christ Jesus, we find God's grace, His mercy for failures. Our complete and utter failure even. That's our God. He's gracious. Of all these things that we should remember and be an example, the best one of all, make straight the way of the Lord, meaning make your straight path to the cross. Because God will give you all things. He'll free you up to be a servant once again, to renew you by His grace so you can go out and be a good witness. So you can go out again and not deny your identity because you realize, oh God, He's been so merciful to me. Therefore, I guess I can do this for Him out of love. Not out of guilt. He's accepted me purely and perfectly at the cross. Now I can be his person, be His child, be His baptized beloved. Finally, today, before we end the message of John the Baptist, I'd like us to play quickly that not it game. Okay? I'm going to yell out a task, a chore, and then I'm going to back up. I'm going to let you all yell out, not it, okay? And then the last person who's the not it is going to probably have to do it, right? Okay, so you better make sure you get your not it in time if you don't want to do it, right? Are you ready? The cross. Not it. Come on, let's hear those not its. Maybe in your heart you'll say, not it, please. Oh, and please, not it. And really, when you realize one thing, it's a marvelous thing, is that you're not the last one saying, not it. Jesus is. Except, He says, I am the first and the last. He doesn't say, not it. He says, it is finished. Praise be to God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.